Back in on the drive. Thank you so much for listening. We are at the Ainsworth over in Park Place in Overland Park, Kansas. Having a lot of fun today. Let me tell you about what we got coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Coming up in 15 minutes, we will get to some Chiefs players props. Always on the day of the game, we can get you some official player props if you want to lay down a little bit of cash, legally, of course. Coming up in about 30 minutes or so, we'll talk about Patrick Mahomes and the big test that he has in front of him today on Thursday Night Football. And there was a story from NFL Network on how Patrick Mahomes was almost a Los Angeles Charger. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But Fanning, tell them a little bit more about where we are today.
Yeah, we're at the Ainsworth out here at 115th and Knoll. We got the ice rink to our left. Great place to come out and have some cocktails. I saw Baby Ketz had a burger with some mac and cheese on it. The food looks fantastic out here. They got drink specials, happy hours 7 days a week, amazing brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Here's the thing, man. You guys come out here and you say that you listen to me and CDOT, you get dollar mimosas on Sunday, or dollar bellinis, which is a mimosa with peach in it, is what I'm told. So it's great food, great atmosphere, great place to watch a game, too. Awesome atmosphere out here at the Ainsworth. Glad to be out here today.
So if you missed it, Eric Berry will start and be on a pitch count for the Kansas City Chiefs today. Here's the report from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network.
Tonight, Eric Berry is going to go out in Arrowhead Stadium and get what probably is one of the loudest ovations you could ever imagine. This is a guy who is one of their best players, actually one of their best players in franchise history. Their defensive leader, who, of course, tore his Achilles last year, week one, and then missed most of this year with associated heel problems, now is going to start tonight. Still going to be, I'm told, on a little bit of a pitch count just because he hasn't played in 2 years. It's not like they're going to go out there and have him play 70 plays, but he is going to start, and then it'll be up to Berry himself just to talk with the trainers and talk with the coaches about how he feels. The goal is not for him to go out there and be a Pro Bowler tonight. It's to go out and be a stud in the playoffs, long season ahead for the Chiefs, so they'll be a little cautious.
I think the last thing that Ian Rappaport said is exactly how you should approach it. We're not evaluating Eric Berry if he looks a little bit rusty in this one individual matchup. That is to be expected based on how long it has been since he has played. This is about ramping up. This is about getting his body, his mind, his conditioning, everything you need ready to try to help the Chiefs make the Super Bowl and compete in his hometown, home state of Atlanta and Georgia. That's how you got to be looking at this with Eric Berry. So I'm not going to be on here, and I don't think Fanny's going to be on here if Berry gets beat on a long play criticizing him. I think that's to be expected, at least some struggle, some rust, some things that you're going to have to note in this matchup. This is about building towards getting him, getting Spencer Ware back healthy, getting Sammy Watkins back healthy, and trying to give yourself the best chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think for the Chiefs too, C-Dot, like the biggest thing is let's win this game and lock up the division in a one or a two seed and a bye. That's what happens tonight with this win. And the sooner you get it over, the sooner you can get everybody healthy. Because if you can do that, you pretty much guarantee yourself the number one seed, because you'll take out the Raiders if you need to in the final game of the season. So I'm with you, man. You got to be careful with Eric Berry. You want him to get out there. You want him to get some reps in. You want him to be effective, but you want to have him ready to go for the playoffs. I truthfully don't know what to expect from Eric Berry tonight. I don't know how anybody could. I'm not sure if Eric Berry knows exactly what to expect from himself, because as we were just talking about a minute ago with Neil Smith, I mean, you can't hit anybody in practice anymore because of the rules and the way everything's set up with the collective bargaining agreement. Guy hadn't hit anybody in 29 weeks. You know, maybe he got a couple of pops in training camp before he was sidelined, but I think there's a lot of questions that have to be answered. You know, I think he needs to answer them. He needs to know that he still has it, what his burst is. You know, Sean Barber talks about eye discipline when it comes to playing the safety position and being on defense, communicate, all that stuff is going to be a huge key tonight. All I know is this. I can't wait to see 29 run out of the tunnel and see what he can do tonight against the Chargers, because it's going to be a crazy atmosphere. I want him to play well. I mean, and I know that sounds, it's kind of, we all want him to play well. I get that. But I really want to see Eric Berry come back and be effective.
I think the biggest challenge that the Chiefs are going to have in tonight's game is going to be defending Keenan Allen. I don't think that's some bold take. I certainly don't want to spin it as that. I just think about the injuries that the Chargers are facing right now. No Austin Eckler, who had 5 catches for 87 yards in the Chiefs and Chargers' first matchup. Melvin Gordon, who had 100 yards rushing and 100 yards receiving. Melvin Gordon had a really good game. He is one of the 10 best running backs in the NFL. If you look at the running back options that the Chargers currently have in this game between Justin Jackson and Tre'Quan Smith, 32 carries between the two of them. Man, I don't think this is a game that the Chargers are going to try to run the ball. Like, they're not going to have the Ravens strategy in trying to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I think their best chance to do it today is Phillip Rivers, Keenan Allen. This is a game and both of you got to play well. Rivers, you got to throw for 350, 400 yards. Keenan Allen, you got to have 10 catches for 150 yards and two touchdowns. I think it's going to take that kind of effort. I think it's going to take that kind of performance from Keenan Allen, because we can talk about the Chiefs' improvements and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if they have a good matchup for Keenan Allen.
They don't.
So I wonder if it's going to be how we talk about in big-time basketball games. Man, Bron's going to get his. You're not going to limit LeBron, but we got to make sure that the other guys on the team don't score. I wonder if that's going to be the mentality. Hey, we know based on matchups and the kind of player that Keenan Allen is and the volume that he's going to see that we're not slowing Keenan Allen down today. But we can't let Mike Williams beat us. We can't let Tyrell Williams beat us. We can't let those other guys have good days. If you can limit those guys, then this is a game that the Chiefs win easily in my mind.
I mean, the guys that I'm looking at, if I'm looking for matchups and I'm the Chargers, I'm going after Orlando Scandrick. I'm going after Sorensen, and right out of the gate, I'm going to test Eric Berry because I want to find out what he's got. You know, those are the guys that I got out to, and I picked out Scandrick, and I know, you know, he's come around this season. I think he's been a pleasant surprise, and he's played well for the most part. But when he goes up against a really good quarterback, it ain't good. And all we have to do is go back to the Rams game when Jared Goff just went right after Scandrick time after time after time, especially early on. Beat him for two quick touchdowns. So if I'm Rivers, I don't care if it's Mike Williams, Tyrell Williams, Keenan Allen. I'm looking who's on Orlando Scandrick, and I'm going there. You know, because I think Keenan Allen could beat just about anybody that's on him. They're going to need help on him, just like teams try to put help on Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce. I'm picking out, okay, can Mike Williams get off on Orlando Scandrick? And if that's the matchup, then that's what I'm going for, because Orlando Scandrick, and he's been a nice fill-in. He's a nice patchwork guy. You know, he's done a good job since he got here and got comfortable with the system. But he's the weak link at corner. And that's who I'm going to pick on if I'm the Chargers. And that's the guy that I'm keeping an eye on tonight.
I look at this game and I wonder if maybe kind of like setting tone and tempo and how you want to come out. I wonder if the Chargers are willing to burn a long pass on first down to really test
Eric
Berry.
That's what I would do.
If Eric Berry is going to start in today's game, maybe the Chiefs come out in single high safety. Man, I'm doing a check down, and I'm saying I want to see his recovery speed, and I want to let Eric Berry know we know you're back, and we're going to really test to see sideline to sideline and your lateral quickness and your lateral movements in this game. It's cold outside. You haven't played in a while. We're really going to test. We're really going to see that on first down. Hey, it's first and 10. Let's try to quiet the crowd a little bit. Let's maybe get them out, because let's say in this, Chargers get the ball early. You know Berry goes out there. He's maybe the last person to go out there. Chiefs fans are banging on their seat. They're getting fired up. If you're Los Angeles, you want to take the air out of that crowd early. You complete a long pass play in which Eric Berry looks a little bit slow. People are sitting down there.
Uh-oh.
It's a different energy. That's the only way you're going to be able to take the energy out of the building in that. Man, you got Tony Gonzalez. You got a night game. You got Arrowhead. The energy's going to be jazzed. You got to come out, and if you're the Chargers, you got to try to bring the fight to the Chiefs early in this one.
Yeah.
Because if you allow Mahomes to get cooking, you allow Berry to make some plays early, you are getting rolled in this game.
Yeah, and on the flip side of that, though, too, C-Dot, like if they do it and Berry makes a play, then – that doesn't work for the Chargers. It's going to go nuts. I mean, you know, somebody texted in earlier about the coin toss tonight, and what happens if the Chiefs win it? Well, they're going to defer it. Why wouldn't you defer it? You know how crazy Arrowhead's going to be if the Chargers get the football the first time? I mean, it's going to be nuts. I mean, the last thing you want, you know, if you're the Chargers, if you win the toss, man, I'm deferring it too. I'm giving it to the Chiefs so that crowd quiets down for that Chiefs offense. You know, so, I mean, the best-case scenario, Chiefs win the toss, they defer. Chargers have the ball. The place stays going nuts because everybody's going to be going crazy. And then they try to test Berry, and Berry passes that test. Because if he comes out there, comes across, say Steven Nelson gets beat or whatever, and here comes Berry to save the day and knocks that pass away, you may not get that crowd quiet again for the rest of the night.
Dusty, if you can, I want to play what Sam Munson had to say about Keenan Allen. Fannin and I agree. This is a game in which Keenan Allen is going to get an insane amount of volume and insane amount of targets. Here's what Sam Munson had to say about Keenan Allen in this matchup.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think one of the things that makes those two running backs, Gordon and Eckler, so good this season is that they've both been major parts of that passing game. They're not just ball carriers. They're not just two-down players. have no place on the field on third downs or in obvious passing situations. They're both dangerous in the passing game as well as on the ground, and that's the biggest thing that they need to be able to overcome. With the new guys that are going to be out there, they need guys that can be factors as receivers. And a lot of times teams struggle with young backs, not because those guys can't be dangerous receivers, but because in order for them to be dangerous receivers, you need to be able to trust them in pass blocking. You need to be able to put them out there in passing situations, knowing that they understand the protections and they won't get your quarterback killed. And that's the reason that a lot of young running backs don't see that much playing time on passing downs. And then you're right, that does kind of swing the balance even more towards Keenan Allen, who is, he is that offense. You look at just the weight of targets that Keenan Allen gets compared to anybody else in that team, and it's massive. He's got 114 targets this season. No other wide out there has got more than 50. Mike Williams got 47 targets. Tyrell Williams got 45, but all of the balls go towards Keenan Allen. So he's the guy that you need to focus on shutting down, but they make that harder than a lot of receivers. You know, some guys are lined up, and you're only ever going to see them outside. If you wanted to track them with the number one corner or you wanted to double-team those guys outside, you can do that. The Chargers will move Keenan Allen to the slot. They'll get him off the line of scrimmage. They do a lot creatively to make it hard for you to give him all of this attention. Plus, he's so good off the line. He has one of the best releases of any wide receiver in the game. So it's really hard to just put a guy and jam him at the line of scrimmage and try and disrupt his timing that way, because he's so good at making that guy miss instantly and just immediately exposing you for a big game.
So Keenan Allen got 19 targets in the game the Chargers played against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's certainly going to get incredible usage in this game. Coming up in just a bit, we'll get to some Chiefs and Chargers players props. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
Coming up at 4:30, there is a Rich Gannon quote that has stood out to me all week in relation to the Chiefs and Chargers games. And Bart Scott said something about Patrick Mahomes, and we got to end that today. He spread some false information about Patrick Mahomes that we got to – today's the last day I'm letting anybody say that about Patrick Mahomes. And Peter Schrager of NFL Network told a very entertaining story earlier today about how Patrick Mahomes was almost a Los Angeles Charger. We'll play that for you coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. But – one thing I love about when the Chiefs play during the week we get an opportunity to give props. Hit it, Dusty.
Let's give props with the guys from The Drive.
Waiting for my final drum there. It's time to give props. Prop number one, guys. Phillip Rivers' passing yards are set at over-under of 289.5. I ask if you take the over-under on 289.5 for Phillip Rivers. And Mahomes, also with passing yards, his over-under is set at 309.5. So to recap, Rivers over-under 289.5 and Mahomes over-under 309.5. Time's yours.
I'm going to go ahead and read to you the running backs that are playing in this game. Justin Jackson.
Who?
Detrez Newsome.
Who's that?
Charkandrick West.
Okay.
Damian Williams, Darrell Williams.
What?
You probably got 500 career yards between all of those guys I just named. You want me to think that this ball isn't going to be thrown? It's 2018. Hammer the over on Mahomes. Hammer the over on Phillip Rivers. Certainly on Mahomes. You think that the Chiefs are going to be running the ball a whole bunch in this game?
You don't think Charkander's getting 32 carries?
I do not think that is happening. You know what I think is going to happen?
What?
I think that Rivers and Keenan Allen are going to really try to give this secondary a workout, and I think based on the running back injuries that the Chiefs have, they're going to lean on the league MVP to win the game. Take your overs when it comes to passing yards.
What he said. Yeah, they're going to be throwing it all over the yard tonight, man. You kidding me?
Especially if the weather holds
up. Yeah. No, and the rain's supposed to stop early in the game. They're going to throw. It's going to be a pass fest. I told you guys last week when Mahomes threw it 53 times against the Ravens, that's what this offense is going to be from now on, especially with Spencer Ware down, man. They're going to sling it all over the place. Over on both. Come on, Dusty.
I mean, I didn't make the props. It's just it's the website.
Vegas did, yeah.
Yeah,
but you read them, so I'm coming at you.
Good God. All right.
I'm feeling feisty, man. It's game night. We're getting close.
Didn't you just advise people to keep the hands in the pockets tonight and not
fight?
Yeah,
I'm not punching anybody.
Contradicting Fanning. That's your new nickname. Prop bet number two. Damian Williams' rushing yards are set at 52.5. Goes without saying on your last insight there, CDOT, but over under 52.5 for one Damian Williams.
I'm actually going to take the under in this one, but the slight under. I could see Damian Williams getting 8 carries. I could see Charcandre getting 6 carries. I just don't know how I can trust any one specific Chiefs running back. Like, I could see Damian Williams having a stat line like 5 carries for 22 yards but 2 touchdowns. Like, it could be one of those kind of days. Based on the Chiefs injuries, based on the Chargers injuries, I would stay away from any player prop when it comes to running back. I would say from any of them when it comes to fantasy. We can play for you guys what Heist had to say about fantasy and when it comes to running backs. I just don't know how you trust any of the RBs going in this game. I'm taking the under.
This is where I'm going to – I think Damian Williams is going to go over 52 tonight. I think he's going to go over. I think it's going to come – I don't think he's going to get a ton of touches, but I think he's going to have a couple of really big runs, and I think that's going to put him over. And that's a gut feeling. That's all it is. I don't think the Chiefs are going to rush for 150 yards tonight between all three of those guys. But I think Damian Williams is going to bust a couple because Andy Reid, and I said this in the first segment of the show, that I think this is Andy Reid's toughest test as a coach tonight with this team because the offense has changed so much. I think he's going to hit them when they least expect it. I think Damian Williams is going to have a couple of big runs. I think he goes over.
I mean, if they put a prop bet on that, if it's going to rain in Kansas City today, everybody would have lost. I've yet to see it rain, and everybody keeps talking about what the weather holds up. Prop bet number three, yards receiving. This is both the same. The two names are different. Keenan Allen, Travis Kelce. Over under 85. I'm sorry. Yeah, 85.5 receiving yards for Keenan Allen and Travis Kelce.
I am going to hammer the over for Keenan Allen. I just think the volume is going to be so massive for Keenan Allen. I don't know how he doesn't have a good day. Now, he can. Like, you can limit Keenan Allen and him still have a statistically good day. Like, he can have 8 catches for 105, but if the Chargers throw it to him 19 times, I would say that you did a really good job against Keenan Allen. I think it could be one of those kind of days. So if you're asking me which one I feel more comfortable about when it comes to the over, I would say Keenan Allen on 85.5, but I would feel confident about Travis Kelce's over just because he is the more healthy out of the two between him and Tyreek Hill, and one of them, I think, goes over 100 yards, very similar to the game against the Ravens. I think it's more likely Kelce than Hill today because of the injury.
You know, the weird thing about Kelce, though, he doesn't always necessarily tear it up, you know, when it comes to the Chargers. And that's where I'm a little bit torn on this thing. I think the Chargers, for whatever reason, have done a pretty good job with him. And that's the thing that kind of scares me off of this one. But I think with Tyreek Hill being somewhat limited – and with Sammy Watkins being out and no Kareem Hunt and no Spencer Ware, I don't think the Chiefs have any choice but to make Travis Kelce a big target in this game, even though he hadn't had a whole lot of success against the Chargers. So I got to take the over on that as well. And Keenan Allen, to me, is the obvious one. Keenan Allen's going over as well. I mean, Keenan Allen might have 150 tonight.
If he stays healthy. Prop bet number four for player props. This is an additional receiving yards, and to me it just screams humor. Over under 18.5 receiving yards for these two guys, Kelvin Benjamin of the Chiefs, Antonio Gates of the Chargers. You going over or under on 18.5 when it comes to Antonio, I've let myself go Gates.
And leave him alone.
And Kelvin, Special K Benjamin at 18.5 over under, fellas.
I'm passing on Kelvin Benjamin. I just don't know how much he's going to be on the field. Like, I can see Kelvin Benjamin seeing 10 snaps today for the Kansas City Chiefs. I could see him having, like, 2 catches for 7 yards. I just don't know if he's going to be very involved in their offense. I'm saying the under on that. I would take the under on Antonio Gates, but just for the sake of radio, I'll take the over because I think that Rivers is going to have to throw the ball 55 times for them to win. So I just think targets and volume are going to be there for anybody. So if I got to pick who's the more likely to hit the over, I would say Antonio Gates.
Yeah, I think I'm with you, C-Dot. I think Kelvin Benjamin may have a handful of targets, but I think it's going to be down in the red zone, or I think it's going to be close to the goal line if they just want a jump ball, depending on what the matchup is. Because I don't think Kelvin Benjamin's going to be some big target tonight in this game. I'll take the over on Gates. I think he'll get 2, maybe 3 catches in this game just because of what you said, because of the volume. So I'll take the over on Gates, the under on Benjamin.
And Dusty, if you Dusty, if you can really quickly before we get to the Rich Gannon quote that has stood out all week, can you play what Ben Heisler had to say about fantasy football and what you should do if you got a Chiefs running back today?
It's not a great matchup for any of the Chiefs running backs, but if I had to start somebody, it would be Damian Williams. I think he's going to get the bulk of the carries. You also know that he's going to be serviceable in the passing game. Obviously, with your report that Spencer Ware is out, Charcandrick West getting about 8 to 12 touches, the fact that there's a full committee in Kansas City doesn't necessarily bode well against a good defense, but if you're going to rely on one running back, I would say it's Damian Williams because I think they're going to give him the opportunities in the red zone. He's going to get the touchdown opportunities, and there's still a high total in this game at around 53, and if that indicates something, it means that something's going to score. My guess is that Williams will probably back himself into a touchdown or two.
Coming up in just a bit, we'll hear from Rich Gannon. He said something that has stood out to me all week in relation to Patrick Mahomes and this game. Plus, we got to end this conversation when it comes to Patrick Mahomes. I'll tell you what it is coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
Back in on The Drive, coming up in just a bit, we'll tell you how Patrick Mahomes was almost a Charger. But to prove to you guys that nobody is exempt, we played an ad that kind of reminded me of Stephen A. Smith. Hit it, Dusty.
I'm keeping my eyes on this matchup right here.
Spencer
you got
Ware's
your linebacker.
Out.
I'm sorry?
Spencer Ware is out.
Oh, yes, I forgot. I'm sorry,
out
Max.
With
I'm
a foot.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Absolutely, he is out. But I'm thinking Tyreek Hill. I'm thinking Patrick Mahomes. I'm also looking at the San Diego Chargers on offense, and I'm thinking about Hunter Henry and the way that he's played this year and as effective as he's been. He's going up against Derek Johnson, and I got to keep my eyes on that because I'm looking at it from the standpoint. Listen, here's where I'm at with all of this.
Anybody telling you to bet on Chiefs and Broncos this week isn't somebody I should be giving my money to. I'm going to just go ahead and put that out there. Anybody telling you to do that, if you give them your money, you a fool. So, back to regular schedule programming. It's week 13 in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Week 14 in the
15,
NFL.
15, I think, yeah.
There's three games left. I know that much.
Yeah.
I know there's three games left. I might not be good at math, but I know the Chiefs
week
got
15,
three games
you got
left.
17 weeks in the league. Yeah, 15, 16, 17.
So, today I'm on Twitter, and I'm seeing, you know, different people with their predictions about Thursday night football. You remember Bart Scott, right?
I do.
If you don't remember who Bart Scott was, he went on one of the greatest post-game rants this side of a Richard Sherman.
To all the non-believers.
How did that?
To all the non-believers. Especially you, Tom Jackson. Way to have our back, Keyshawn. Anybody can be beat.
So how did that just feel?
Felt great. Poetic justice. We know we were a much better team than we came up and represented ourselves. And we were pissed off. We was ready to come back and show what type of defense, what type of team this was, what kind of character we had. We take a lot of slack. People gave us no chance, like we barely made it in playoffs. We're a good football team.
It looks like this team played with anger all day. Why, Bart?
For all you non-believers, disrespect us. Talk crap about the defense like we ain't the third best defense in the league. All we hear is about their defense. They can't stop a nosebleed. 25th in the league, and we the one to get disrespected.
Congratulations. See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
So with that post-game reaction, I see how the media called Bart Scott after he was done playing football to have him work for him. I think he's a good media guy, but I'm here to tell you that we got to end this conversation when it comes to Patrick Mahomes. This was him. This audio is courtesy of Sports Illustrated.
We're missing Kareem Hunt. Yes, these other guys are filling in well, but they don't get the same respect from a defense. You know, so I think that the Chargers are getting them at the right time, and I think they get the dub.
What do you got, Andrew?
Okay. The Chiefs went with like 69 minutes against the Ravens last week. Brutal game, physical game. If they were going on the road, I would definitely pick against them. But the Chargers also a little beat up as we sit here. Running backs, Melvin Gordon, Austin Eckler might be out. You know, the Chiefs own the AFC West. They're really tough in division. The Chargers haven't impressed me the last couple of weeks, okay? Pittsburgh blew that one. That was a terrible game against the Bengals. That was just terrible. If they can't stop two-point conversions, they're going into overtime with the Bengals. And, you know, they didn't look good. I think the game before that was Denver. The Chargers really have to step up. And this, I'm telling you, looking at the history in this rivalry and in the AFC West, the Chiefs win this game at home a lot. So I'm going to go KC.
Yeah, but that's usually with Alex Smith, who had, other than Tom Brady, had the best record in the AFC.
Yeah.
I don't know if this kid can. He's got to come back to earth.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, y'all. It's week 15 of the NFL schedule.
Yeah.
At this point, you are what you are. The conversation about Mahomes coming back to earth was a week 5 conversation. That was a week 6 conversation. Not when people got their Christmas tree up. Not when you got Christmas lights up. That's not a, oh, you're going to regress to the mean. At what point is your season your season?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is putting together one of the greatest quarterback seasons in the history of the NFL. We got to stop this. Oh, the other shoe's going to drop. Maybe we can have that conversation at the end of the season heading into his second year of you can't match what you did in year one. That's a fair conversation. But as we sit, what is it, 11 days from Christmas,
yeah,
13 days, whatever it is from Christmas,
yeah,
we can't be having the conversation of, well, at some point Mahomes has to come down to earth. When's that happening?
9 days, but.
Is it against the Arizona Cardinals where he threw 245, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, and had a 111 quarterback rating? Is coming back to earth the game he had against the Los Angeles Rams in which he threw 6 touchdown passes but turned the football over? Like, what conversation are we having now that Mahomes comes back down to earth? He is what he is at this point. We aren't having that conversation about any other quarterback in the NFL that's been good this year other than Patrick Mahomes. We got to stop that, man.
Don't you wish Beck was with us today and he could have heard that? That Bart Scott was saying they only beat the Chargers because of Alex Smith. Does he not know that Mahomes came in week 1 and beat the Chargers as well at their place? Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. Come on, Bart. You got one of the best post-game rants of all time. You're a great player in the NFL. You're an analyst. You're doing CBS stuff. Doing a lot of really, really good stuff. This, again, to me, see that. This goes back to the Stephen A. Smith thing. This goes back to Colin Cowherd. This goes back to a bunch of national media.
I think it's most young quarterbacks, though.
I don't pay attention to the Chiefs.
I don't think it's a Kansas City thing. I think that's what we say about most. Like, I think if we were in Philadelphia, people were saying that same thing about Carson Wentz. My argument isn't that. My argument is if you've been doing something for 14 weeks
in the
NFL.
Yeah, you are what you are.
You are what you are. So if you've been a guy who has 400 yards receiving, I'm not here saying, man, that guy can get 100 yards. No, you show me what you are this season. Patrick Mahomes has shown me for the 2018 season he's the best quarterback back in the NFL. So my expectation going into every game is you play like the best quarterback in the NFL.
And who did he just torch? The Ravens, right? Rip their soul out. Who'd Bart Scott play for?
The Jets.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's a defensive. I thought Bart Scott was a Raven, too. He wasn't a Raven?
He played for them, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, so he just took out one of Bart Scott's teams. Bart Scott's a defensive guy. He's a young quarterback. And he's, come on, man. Like seriously. Patrick Mahomes is who he is at this point. His ceiling, as much as I love Alex Smith, is higher than Alex Smith's floor. You know, I mean, his floor is higher than Alex Smith's ceiling. I butchered that, but you get what I'm saying. Yeah, man, come on. Like, you're going to get a really, really good game out of Patrick Mahomes tonight. You're going to get a really, really good game out of Patrick Mahomes next week. And if he has to play against the Raiders in the final week of the season, you'll get a great game out of him then. That's ridiculous what Bart Scott said.
I want to play this quote really quickly. This is from Rich Gannon. This is something he said to us earlier in the season, something that you've been really big on this year about Mahomes checking off boxes. Dusty, if you can play it, we'll react on the other side. But think about what Rich Gannon is saying and how it fits into this Thursday night matchup against the Chargers.
You know, I guess the ability to bring his team from behind late, you know, I think his ability to play through adversity with some injuries. And, you know, look, when you're feeling 100%, you're flinging it around, everybody's healthy around you. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's easier. You know, what happens if he loses, you know, Hunt, or he's without Kelsey for a couple of weeks, or what happens if he's got a rib injury, he's got to get injected to go play for 2 weeks.
So think about everything that the Chiefs have gone through over the last 14 days. Think about Mahomes. I can't remember one way or the other, but I think this was Mahomes' first time being on the injury report this week. Wasn't anything serious.
I think he had a foot earlier in the year, but it was nothing.
He was on there for a wrist injury. It's Thursday. Everybody's banged up. I'm not saying that to alarm anybody. So you aren't feeling maybe as well as you felt in years past or weeks past. You got to go today. Your team is certainly banged up. No Spencer Ware in this one. No Sammy Watkins in this one. Tyreek Hill, not 100%. Kareem Hunt, not playing today. You want to talk about your offense being vulnerable. You want to talk about not having all your pieces in this one. You're going on a short week. Your team isn't at 100%. This is where you got to dig deep and you got to see what you got to go out there and win this game. This isn't a game that Damian Williams is going to win. This is not a game that Charkandrick West is going to win. This is the game that Patrick Mahomes and this defense are going to go out there and have to do. And given the track record, I trust Patrick Mahomes way more than I trust the defense in going out there and trying to win this game. You talk all the time about MVP moments, and you got to do certain things to win MVP. MVPs find a way at home where you are the favorite to win the AFC West with it on the line, to win this football game when seemingly everybody outside of Bart Scott is picking you to win.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, find a way to win this game. You get 10 days off, and you probably lock up the MVP if you play well in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Rich talked about it, adversity, check. Did it in Denver in the Monday night game, down two scores. You know, no Kareem Hunt, check. Done it the last couple of weeks. Now, he may not be hurt. Let me tell you something. That was a physical game against the Ravens. He was pressured 30 times.
Absolutely.
And he was hit 15 times. And so he may have only been sacked twice, but that dude got rocked. He had a bunch of big, angry, smelly, hairy dudes landing on him and crushing him to the turf. So anybody that thinks just because he only got sacked twice, he didn't feel that game, he did. So it may not be a full-fledged injury that he's dealing with this week, but I guarantee you when he woke up on Monday, he was sore as hell. And that's the most he's been hit, and he's got to recover twice as fast to get ready for this game. I'm with you, man. So, you know, when Rich Gannon says, you know, injury, rib, whatever, you got to deal with that. He may not have something big going on, but I bet she's got a bunch of little things that were nagging him this week for all the hits that he took last week against the Ravens.
Coming up in just a bit, we'll play for you a story. Patrick Mahomes was almost drafted by the Los Angeles Chargers to be the replacement for Phillip Rivers. We'll play that for you, and we'll go through some of the key members and guys who are filling in for other people. What do we expect from them tonight? We'll answer. Coming up, it's The Drive.
Can't wait.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
Back in on The Drive, Carrington here, Fanning here. Dusty back in the studio. We're taking you up until 6 o'clock, getting you ready for Chiefs and Chargers today. We are live at the Ainsworth. Come stop by. Come grab a drink. Come grab something to eat. Staff's been very friendly. Ketz is outside ice skating. We got a busy show today planned. Yeah. So,
by the way, if you go out there to the ice rink right outside of the Ainsworth, you come on in, you bring your ticket, you get 20% off.
Look at that.
So how's that? Maybe that's what Ketz is doing.
Maybe that's he's doing.
He doesn't miss many meals. He probably wants a discount on what he wants to eat, man.
Coming up in just a bit, we'll play for you guys a story of Patrick Mahomes and almost ending up a Los Angeles Charger. When you think about it, man, things could have gone completely differently for the Chiefs, completely differently for Patrick Mahomes, if you think about it. Like, at the core, if you just don't even want to go through, like, the 6 degrees of separation, Buffalo, knowing they didn't like Tyrod Taylor, knowing they had Nathan Peterman on their team, traded Patrick Mahomes to the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, it makes absolutely no sense to me. Buffalo never liked Tyrod Taylor. They had an opportunity to watch Nathan Peterman in practice and were like, nah, you know what?
We're good.
We're fine.
Yeah.
We're completely happy with our quarterback situation. Let us go get A.J. McCarron. And they traded Patrick Mahomes. So we'll play the story coming up in just a bit about how Patrick Mahomes was almost a Los Angeles Chargers. We'll get into some of this more coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, but I wanted to do kind of rapid fire. What do you expect from some of the guys who are either coming back from injury or replacing guys who are injured in today's game? Let's start with the obvious one, Brad. What do you expect today from Eric Berry?
I know we're never supposed to say this on the radio, but I don't know. I think all I can expect is maybe 12 good snaps from Eric Berry. You know, 12 good snaps. And I also expect that he's going to get tested and tested early by Phillip Rivers. Those are my expectations for him. They're really not very high, to be honest with you. I want him to get back out there, and my goal is for him, I want him to be ready to go come playoff time. So my expectations are very low for him.
I think Eric Berry is going to provide a pretty clear emotional lift. Like, I think the team, I think the crowd, I think that the defense is going to be able to feed off the energy from Eric Berry. Rappaport says pitch count seems very obvious. I think at a maximum, he plays 25 snaps in this game. I think you'll see some specialized package. I think he'll be in nickel situations, maybe just trying some different things out to see how his body responds. I think he'll be in, like, obvious passing downs, third and long, and those kind of situations. That's how I think they kind of ease Eric Berry back into it. He has not played since week one of last season. We'll go with Kelvin Benjamin. What are you expecting tonight from KB?
Target-wise, probably in the red zone. I would say he gets 3 targets tonight. I think you want him out there, and if you find the matchup that you like, depending on who he's on, if you got a shorter corner on him, you go after him. You give it a shot, depending on what down it is. Now, if it's 3rd and goal or 4th and goal, Kelvin Benjamin's probably not my guy. But if it's early on in the series and you're in the red zone, let's give it a shot. You know, maybe do it early in the game, too, just to find out what he's got. You know, if you find the matchup you want, you might go to him. But I wouldn't expect him to get more than three targets in this game.
I don't have a lot of expectation for Kelvin Benjamin. You guys know how I feel about him. I think he is absolutely washed in this game. What you said about red zone targets makes a lot of sense if that's how they plan on using him. I just don't think he's going to be very, very productive in this game. I would say at a most, I think he gets two catches. If he gets a touchdown, obviously that's a huge bonus. I just don't know how being on this team for 7 days, you're now my go-to in the red zone. I think that Damian Williams has shown that he's capable in the red zone. That's a guy you can use. You still got Tyreek Hill. You still got – hell, I think I probably trust Demetrius Harris in the red zone given what I've seen between him and Patrick Mahomes so far this season. So I don't know why the expectation is that Benjamin is just coming in and now he's Plaxico Burress going to go and out-jump people in the red zone. I don't have really any expectation for Kelvin Benjamin.
I mean, I don't have much either. I just think that Andy Reid's smart enough to put him in a spot to where
– I do think he plays today, though.
Yeah,
I do think he plays.
And I think Andy Reid, if they're going to use him, is going to put him in a spot to where, you know, they can take advantage of his height and his size. I mean, that's all I'm saying. I don't think Benjamin's going to go out there and light it up. Hell, he's got one touchdown this year. That's it. You know, so I don't think he's going to go out there and tear it up, but I think he gets a couple of targets tonight.
Next up, the Chiefs running game. What are you expecting from no Kareem Hunt, obviously, in this one. Spencer Ware will not play today.
Yeah, I expect at least one breakdown in protection and Mahomes gets sacked because you've got Damien and Daryl Williams out there. Daryl Williams hadn't done much. Damien Williams, most carries he's had in a game is 10, and that was back in 2014. I expect Charkander to be in there in a lot of pass protection situations and be a third guy. I think Damien Williams can have a decent game, though. I don't think he's going to get a ton of carries, but I think he busts a couple because I think he gets really super sneaky with how they use Damien Williams tonight. It wouldn't surprise me if he breaks a couple. We saw Spencer Ware, you know, have an impact as a third down back, you know, when Kareem Hunt was still here, and I think that's the way they use Damien Williams tonight. I don't think he's going to be a feature guy by any means because I don't think the Chiefs are going to run the ball a ton. But I think Andy Reid uses him wisely, and I said this earlier. I think he goes over 50 yards tonight.
I think Damien Williams and Charkandrick West are going to be like a 1A, 1B situation. I've been told to expect 8 to 12 touches for Charkandrick West. I think he's going to be in that range today. Damien Williams, maybe he gets a little bit more. Maybe he gets 12 to 15 touches in this one. I do think the Chiefs like him. I think if you've seen how we talk about how Andy Reid has the ability to maximize wide receivers.
Yeah.
I think he can do the exact same thing for running backs. So I do think they get productivity from the running back position. I'm not sure how much they're going to get. If I was a fantasy player and I was thinking about playing a flyer, I would avoid either one of them in fantasy. I just don't have a good feel for them. I wouldn't be shocked if Charkandrick West has two touchdowns or Damien Williams or neither one of them get on the field. Like, it's just one of those weird kind of days when it comes to the running back by committee. Coming up in just a bit, we'll play for you guys. Or excuse me, not play for you guys. We will get to the biggest stories of the day in Kansas City. But before we do that, Dusty, if you can pull it up, here is the story of how Patrick Mahomes was almost a Los Angeles Charger.
All right, to go back in time, I love doing this stuff, to look at drafts from recent years. 2017, the Chargers had the 7th overall pick. Anthony Lynn is a Texas Tech Red Raider legend, like is one of the greatest Texas Tech players of all time. He calls up Cliff Kingsbury, the current coach of Texas Tech at the time, and says, tell me about this quarterback. And Kingsbury raves about him, says, one Texas Tech Red Raider to another, this is the guy. You've got to look at him. They bring in Patrick Mahomes to the Chargers facility, knowing they have Phillip Rivers. They're like, let's just take an informational meeting. He blows them away. Tom Telesco, the GM, John Spanos, the owner, they blow them away. They talk about it. They're like, Phil's got more left in the tank. We can't draft a quarterback. We're right there, and Phil still has some good years left. Let's give Phil a weapon. What do? The Chargers with the 7th overall pick, and Patrick Mahomes on the board do the following. Mike Williams, wide receiver, Clemson, having a good second year. He's going to be one of Phillip Rivers' weapons the next few years. And for the next decade, I will always wonder, what if Red Raider Anthony Lynn trusted Red Raider Cliff Kingsbury and drafted Red Raider Patrick Mahomes?
Oh.
It's just a what if because he is a Kansas City Chiefs for now until eternity.
So basically, the Los Angeles Chargers were the New York Giants. You know what great organizations do? Great organizations take the quarterback. You want to know what bad organizations do?
What?
Take running backs. Take wide receivers. It's that simple. Man, if you think about all the teams that needed quarterbacks and passed on Patrick Mahomes, whether it was Cleveland, who passed on just about every good quarterback over the last 3 years before they finally were like, all right, we'll take Baker Mayfield. Whether it was Jacksonville, who for some strange reason believed in Blake Bortles, even though it was obvious you shouldn't believe
in Blake
Bortles.
I mean, they did get to the AFC title game last year.
And he was a bum. It was obvious.
It was obvious
he was a bum last year. Whether it was the Buffalo Bills, who passed on Patrick Mahomes and traded him to the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, my goodness. If I'm a general manager, I'm waking up and I'm seeing what he's doing in Kansas City, and I'm kicking myself every single day because maybe he wouldn't be doing what he's doing with you guys. But I'm telling you that he'd be an improvement over whatever your current quarterback situation is.
Let's just talk, the quarterbacks that were taken, though. I mean, what do you think the Bears are looking at right now? They took Mitch Trubisky. Mm-hmm. They could have Patrick Mahomes in Chicago. What kind of superstar would Mahomes be in Chicago right now with Matt Nagy? He'd be killing it up there. The Jags took Leonard Fournette. The Titans took Corey Davis. Maybe I can understand that because they've got Marcus Mariota. The Jets took Jamal Adams. They waited. The Chargers with Mike Williams. The Panthers took Christian McCaffrey. They didn't need a quarterback. They got Cam. But if you go down the line of the Browns and the Bears, the Niners picked third. They had Jimmy G. The Jags needed a quarterback. Passed. The Titans, I can kind of get. The Jets, I don't understand. The Chargers, Mike Williams. And the Bengals took John Ross is who the Bengals took when they could have had Patrick Mahomes, too.
What?
I know John Ross, a nice receiver, right? Fast guy. I get it. But, you know, all those teams above them are going, what in the hell? Like, we screwed up. And if the owners weren't boss man wants to see in his office. Why? Well, he wants to know why he didn't take Patrick Mahomes. The kid's going to be an MVP. Okay, I'll get with him in a minute. I mean, teams have to be kicking themselves the whole time about missing on Mahomes.
Coming up in 2 minutes, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. We'll tell you everything you need to know about the Chiefs' injuries, everything you need to know about Eric Berry, and we'll celebrate Tony Gonzalez, who is going in the Chiefs Hall of Fame and Ring of Honor. Keep it locked in for everything Chiefs and Chargers. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.